Lynn Munch, Senior Vice President of Regional Advocacy for the American Waterways Operators, provides an update on shipping conditions ahead of harvest. She shares that while water levels are low, shipments are continuing to move thanks to additional dredging.
Well, we're facing low water again, so it is impacting some of the shipping. There's a 11-foot draft only from Cairo to Memphis. And obviously, we usually try to run at least 12 feet. You take 1 inch off of a barge, it's as much as an entire semi-truck. So there's an impact there. We've also lost 5 to 6 barges because of maneuverability. So that's obviously also a real impact. The good news is the Corps is working diligently to try to make sure we have a 12-foot channel with their dredging. They've also brought in some contract dredgers to help keep the routes in and out of terminals and ports open, which was really a big problem in the last low water. So there's a lot of improvement with that. The Coast Guard is also buoying as quickly as possible. So the movements obviously have been slower. There have been some slowdowns because of the dredging, but the queues have been relatively short and been able to move through as much quicker than we were last fall. El Nino is coming in. There's some hope that that's going to also give us a little bit snowier winter. It's interesting. It looks like it's going to be a fairly decent season for a lot of the crops, despite some of the drought. So we're looking forward to being able to move a lot of crops starting in late August, September out of the Delta area.